Ethiopia's Prime Minister Meles Zenawi says six of the country's largest coffee exporters could be prosecuted for what he called hoarding beans.
I only know of six companies who have legal issues, and I would not be surprised if some of them were to be taken to court.
Ethiopian authorities say stockpiling is contributing to an already severe foreign exchange shortage. They recently revoked the licenses of six big coffee exporters and closed their warehouses. They turned over sale of the beans to a state-owned commodity exchange. Ethiopia is the world's sixth largest coffee producer and the biggest in Africa. But income from exporting the beans has fallen sharply during the past year. Analysts say the drop is due to a poor harvest, weak world prices, and a ban on Ethiopian imports by the country's biggest customer, Japan. Prime Minister Meles said Monday he had warned the largest producers months ago that withholding beans from the market constituted an attempt to sabotage the economy. He told reporters prosecuting the big exporters is intended as a lesson for smaller players in the market.
The government is not pursuing their case in the hope and expectation that the steps taken against these companies will be an adequate signal to the rest of the actors in the sector to behave in accordance with the law.
Government officials had earlier attempted to reassure markets, saying there is no plan to nationalize the coffee industry. Communications Minister Bereket Simon said last week the state would act only as a market regulator. Trade Ministry statistics indicate Ethiopia's coffee exports declined by more than 10% in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year compared to the same period last year. Coffee accounts for about $500 million a year in foreign exchange earnings, or close to half the nation's total export revenue. Industry sources say the United States buys about 5% of Ethiopia's coffee exports, or roughly 65 million kilograms a year. Japan had imported approximately five times more than the United States before the ban was imposed, after traces of insecticide were discovered in some bags of Ethiopian coffee. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.